strange paranormal events. I have written articles about the paranormal from time to time. The reason I talk about this is it so happens some strange things have taken place which no one has been able to find out the reasons for. Most of the stuff is riddled with hoaxes and even attempts to separate people from their money. This has been going on for thousands of years as we all know. But every once in a while, something happens which cannot be explained. I thought it might be interesting to explore some of these unexplained events. In 1974, an event occurred in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The event was not only paranormal, but it was viewed by a couple of priests, some firefighters and police all at the same time. This is not one of those cases where one witness comes forth and tells about what they had seen. As the people entered a small house where a commotion was taking place, they witnessed a refrigerator throw itself across the room where it floated around and then went back to its original area and settled down. A flying television hit one of the priests in the leg, injuring him. The family who lived in the home consisted of a husband, wife and a little girl. As the event took place, thousands of people gathered outside the home as word got around. They filled the street outside the home. The mother and father became media stars and appeared on television to tell their story. One day when they went out, one of the priests, actually a seminarian, stayed with the girl and something strange happened. Four transparent outlines entered the room. There have been people who feel what we take for the paranormal is really some sort of interaction with extraterrestrials. Why would an extraterrestrial who is hiding to observe us throw things around? The seminarian pushed one of the outlines away from the girl as it headed toward her, and he states it pushed him back and he could feel a solid being. He says it got around him and threw the girl across the room. He came to the conclusion they feed off fear and energy, and that was why they do things to scare people. The people in the house all ran out. The seminarian stated he ran next door to call the mother and father, and there was a knock on the door, and when he opened it there was no one there. It was felt these were creatures which might not have anything to do with ghosts or spirits and not necessarily extraterrestrials, so what could they be? One thought is beings from another dimension. It was thought maybe we were not capable of seeing them. Why are so many people interested in the paranormal? Besides those who are curious or superstitious, there are those who have had things happen to them which can't be explained, and there are more of these people than we suspect. While some of these things can be accounted for, many of them can't be. While Christians chalk some of this stuff up to the devil, there is plenty happening which clearly would have nothing to do with evil. I call it good stuff. I am not talking about dreams. Many people have a dream and right away they think if a dead family member was in it, they were trying to contact them. The United States had a remote viewing program where people with high amounts of ESP or extrasensory perception were selected and trained to be able to see things even happening around the world and even off-world from the room they were in without special equipment. A person in California was worried about a friend who he hadn't heard from in quite a while. He had tried to find him but to no avail, so he went to a remote viewer he knew and asked for help in 2006. The remote viewer got a hold of six other remote viewers and they began to work on the case. Apparently, they were not only able to view events outside their location, they seemed to be able to turn back the clock, because they saw what happened to the missing man. The remote viewers were trying to find unknown information to help. They saw images of a body in the water and saw the suspect. Other viewers began to look for possible accomplices. At first, the man seeking help found it hard to believe they found all this evidence. The next day he called the morgue because an unidentified body had been found in the water and his wife had called him to tell him about what she saw the night before on television about the body being found. The police were told who the body belonged to, and after hearing the remote viewers they became convinced the remote viewing had worked. He told the police the remote viewers thought the murderer, who was named Morrow, left the Caribbean for a job as a used car salesman in Montana and went to work for a former cop. He was arrested and convicted. The remote viewers had seen things which can only be called paranormal. It does make one wonder what else they can see. Are they haunted by visions they don't want to see? Have they developed their ability to a point where it causes them problems? We may never know the answer to this. There are some people who believe we are constantly being watched by those who were close to us and died. Some of the proof they offer I would not consider proof, but some do. They will say something like they were thinking about a certain person who died and then they came across his or her favorite piece of jewelry or something like that. Others say they asked this person for help and their problem was solved. This has happened to quite a few people, but the law of coincidence shows it has to happen in a large population a few times at least. This does not convince me of anything. When more than one person sees the spirit of a dead person at the same time in an unexpected place in their home and you know these people and they want to keep this quiet, then that is proof to me. I personally know of this happening and there is just no way to explain it. Two people are not going to have the exact same hallucination at the same time.